Now, coming up to 9 o'clock, it's a busy time for people going to school all over the country. But parents and pupils from St. Patrick's National School in Selbridge in County Kildare, they're protesting this morning because they say they don't have a safe route to bring their kids to school. 400 children are enrolled in St. Patrick's, and our reporter Ethna Dodd is there in Selbridge this morning and joins us now. Set the scene for us, Ethna.
Thanks, Anya. Yeah, so I was following this protest today as it began with about 30 people. It grew to about 100. That includes parents, children of the school, children who are too young to attend the school yet, and even some counsellors. They are protesting today because the road, they say, is not safe. There are two junctions that they have to walk across to get to the school before they get to the traffic lights that give them pedestrian access to the school. That road is on a 60 kilometres per hour stretch. There are no speed bumps, and it is passing quite frequently with cars, buses and trucks.
So what does the school say about all of this then?
Well, the school has been told that the message signed by the school principal, Jennifer Quigley, Deputy Principal Mary Keating and Father Joe McDonald, Chairperson of the Board of Management of St. Patrick's Primary School in Selbridge. They've sent it to the parents in relation to this demonstration. They've expressed their support. They say, for all your efforts and to meet you may coming and going to and from the school safer for your children. They also said that the pedestrian gate from the school grounds into Primrose Gate has never been open. So that is the gate that the parents want opened. That is the gate that gives them safe pedestrian access. It was in their planning permission when the school was, this temporary school, which is now 17 years old, was set up 17 years ago, but it has never been open. And the school says it does not and has never had a key to open that gate. So it says, we remain supportive of your endeavours and hope that they can effect change. Father McDonald also told Morning Ireland, I wish the parents well and I hope it will lead to the necessary action for road safety, especially from Kildare County Council.
So that sounds as if there's some meeting of minds. What have parents been saying to you this morning, Ethna, and what have they been saying about the fact that this gate isn't open and the school says they don't have the key to open it?
They say that the gate open, who has access to the gate is a moot point. They just want it open. Gates can be open easily, they say. And I was speaking to some of the parents earlier and they gave me a sense of why they decided to protest today.
For the kids' safety, the school has been here for 17 years. It was in the planning to have this gate opened as part of that planning permission. And unfortunately, we just haven't got the buy-in from the necessary powers that be to open up the gate. It's very busy, as you can see. Cars going by constantly. There's no speed ramps. There's very little safety measures in place for the kids. And it's just too dangerous. Every week or every other week, there's another safety incident that happens with our kids. And at this stage, parents are fed up. But we want action. We want the gate opened. We want our kids to get to the school safely.
This road isn't safe because they requested crossing guards and were told that it's not safe for a crossing guard. So how can it be safe for the children that the crossing guard would help across the road?
I have two kids that are already in the school and I'll have a third one joining next year. So it's really important that they can have a safe way to walk to school that isn't along a busy road full of traffic. We should be using the pedestrian gate that was built as part of a condition of the planning permission, but it has been locked, and that's what we're here to try and get the gate open so the kids can have the safer designated route available to them to use.
This road here has proven time and time again that it's just not ideal for children going to school. You know, we hoped by September we would be accessing the designated pedestrian gate for the children, but it's you know, we're back on this road. There's no movement on the pedestrian gate, and it's just not acceptable.
And I'm joined now by Louise McNerney. She is the organiser of this protest and she's also on the Parents Association for St. Patrick's. Louise, tell me why you decided to take this action today.
We just want a safe route to school for our children. We're currently going up a very, very dangerous road, 60 kilometre zone, lots of buses, lots of trucks, lots of speeding cars, and we just want a safe route for our kids.
And why did you decide to protest to the school? Why not to Kildare County Council?
Well, the school have a duty to provide safe access, as does Kildare County Council. The site here is at the GAA Club. It has a pedestrian gate that was conditioned in planning, and whether there's a key or not to the school, we can arrange a key to get that gate open.
So what do you want to see now? What do you want the school to act here?
We just need them to open the gate. It's quite simple. It's on their land. There's a key there, I believe. At least if there's no key, we just need to open the gate some way.
Thank Thank you. Thanks, Louise. I should also say that we have got a response from the authorities on this. First from Father Joe McDonald, chairperson of the Board of Management. He said he would be happy to meet with Kildare County Council and the local residents association if they could help to resolve the problem. The Department of Education also told Morning Ireland that issues concerning access and health and safety to the school are a matter in the first instance for the school authority. If the issue relates to the provision of pathways and pedestrian crossings on a public road, then they are matters for the school authority to raise with Kildare County Council. Morning Ireland did contact Kildare County Council but didn't receive a response.
All right,
look,
Ethna.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the school have a duty of care to their students. It is not up to parents to be fighting this fight. We shouldn't have to protest today. That's been there for 17 years, that gate, and it needs to open now.
Thanks, Louise. Back to you, Anya.
Okay, Ethna. Ethna Dodd reporting there from St. Patrick's National School in Salbridge in County Kildare.